Gasland has been tremendously influential in popular culture about fracking. Did you have any notions of, gosh, maybe we could be the next Gasland?
No, because Josh Fox is absolutely amazingly talented, and I didn't think I could take from his format. I certainly use Gasland as a model in the way to tell some of the stories. I like the way he keeps it very earnest and not set with fancy interviews. He's just a guy with a camera. And Josh was actually one of the consultants on our film when we started this in the very beginning.
You know, I was wondering as I was watching, there would be moments where I would think that fact about fracking actually isn't always true. For example, about using fresh water for fracking, and we know that, say, WPX Energy, for example, one of the biggest producers in Garfield County, they recycle all of their water. But certainly it is true in other places that in fracking, fresh water is used. So I was wondering for viewers who may have moments of like, oh man, I know that that particular fact that they just said is not true. Why should they keep watching?
The reason you should keep watching is because every story is a different story, and the plight of Colorado and natural gas extraction. And when it comes to each individual story, we're telling the story for that particular area.
And so that's part of, I see, how you're telling the story is that it's these are specific to these places.
Yeah, and we do identify it. And that particular scene, I think we're talking about the same scene, Weld County specifically.
Knowing how controversial fracking is, did you guys go through fact-checking and double-checking for what people were telling in their stories, or did it feel like you would be challenging them on a fundamental and disrespectful level if you did that? You know, how did you navigate that?
I had some of the people take out some of the facts in their shorts. A couple of reasons. One, everybody seemed to repeat the same facts, which were facts, but I couldn't use them again and again. And then I would run those facts by the people at Fact Free Colorado to double check it. And I intentionally had to leave facts out that still to this day sort of pain me because I can almost verify them, but I couldn't completely verify them. So I had to keep them out. And my intention wasn't to just go on hearsay, but was to get everything backed up.
What's your take on the compromise that was made regarding the ballot measures?
Well, the compromise wasn't what we were looking for, what we had ever planned. And really, I should be a little careful, but the groups that I work with felt that they weren't recognized in the compromise. They never had a say in it. All the compromises came from Paulus without consulting the people who he'd worked so closely with up until that time.
And so what does this mean now?
This film was supposed to go out and accompany people on the road as activists and environmental groups talked about the amendments on the ballot and why you should vote for bans on fracking. Now that those amendments are off, I'm not quite sure what happens because we're still going to take the film on the road and we still want to educate people, and that's the overall purpose. Without that ballot initiative, we don't have the end goal anymore. It's not as clear for us.
Well, Stash, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.